For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are just tuning in and missed out on the Garth Blissman interview, I would encourage you to check out the podcast page. That was well worth your time. And for those who heard it, please give your thoughts, 464-5685. That is a guy that knows what he's doing, has a plan, has answers for everything. As the SEC Associate Commissioner of Men's Basketball, as he said, they've averaged over, for many years span, 3.8 teams in the NCAA tournament. They might set a record. The record right now is 11. They might get 13, Sim. They might get 13 in the dance, possibly.
Yes. Garth, I mean, he's a familiar name to a lot of people around here from Waverly. Vice President of Basketball Operations, he's the Southeastern Conference Associate Commissioner for Men's Basketball. I was looking at he was the Vice President of Basketball Operations for the NBA before he took that job.
Which is also, you know, pretty impressive.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. What I really appreciate about Garth today was his preparedness. He was very well prepared for that interview, had the facts. He's done very well. He's done very well for himself. And I guess I'm not completely surprised, but I mean, we're talking about a guy, Jake, who probably will have a chance to be the commissioner of the SEC at some point.
Yeah.
He
spoke very highly of Greg Sankey also in terms of alpha. I mean, there's a lot of alphas in the league, and he is certainly an alpha as the commissioner. You need that.
You know what is striking about that conversation is you get an idea of how, you know, it's the SEC is very regionalized, and it's a very competitive bunch of schools. They compete, they're cutthroat, but there's a degree of unity that I envy.
That's what he said.
Yeah, exactly. I envy that as someone who covers a Big Ten school that I don't think you don't see that as much. And it's not, you know, obviously the Big Ten's not regionalized. I like that. That's all concentrated down there. You can tell, you know, you've worked with me for 9 years. I'm an SEC fan. I mean, I just can't, like, I don't even fight it anymore. I just like it.
I don't really blame you. I mean, the SEC obviously has been elite at football for a long time. Basketball has not until recently.
God, they're good.
Baseball, if you cover that, baseball has been elite forever.
Oh, God.
I mean, what are they bad at? They were bad at basketball, and now they're not.
Ooh, they're not.
They're not. So
thank you to Garth for taking time to come on with us. We
yes,
really appreciate
he was
it.
Awesome. And by the way, Bill is out for the rest of the day. He's doing a speech this morning, so we'll have Bill back in studio tomorrow with us.
He's in La Vista.
But appreciate him for hopping on to the stream. Regarding, I thought this was interesting. I saw this yesterday regarding a current NBA player, a superstar, is going to be an assistant GM with his alma mater in college. I'm talking about Stephen Curry, Sip. Of course, he's getting up there, but he's got a couple years left still in the NBA. Oh, he was, I believe, a 2008 graduate from Davidson. And he, as of yesterday, is going to be, per CBS Sports, is going to be the assistant general manager for Davidson's basketball programs, girls, women's, and men's basketball. He is the first active player to take on a burgeoning role in a college front office in anywhere.
I wonder what that entails. Is it an NIL move?
Well, as this article points out from CBS Sports, Curry is the biggest name by far, but this is the latest splash in the GM role in terms of college sports. Okay. As you've had, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski went from ESPN NBA de facto newsbreaker to St. Bonaventure's GM. You've had other schools like Clemson, Duke, Arizona, Baylor, Texas Tech all added GM over the last year or so.
Right. So now the question I would have relating to this story is, would Nebraska, you know, as Fred contemplates, Fred Hoiberg, the six-year Nebraska head coach, would he contemplate, I mean, as he contemplates how to move his program to another level, He's got a lot of soul searching to do, obviously, after being in, you know, he's in his sixth year and they didn't make the league tournament. So he's got a lot of soul searching. Would he consider hiring a GM?
I would hope so. I don't know how you could. I don't know if you are trying to be a next level team in college basketball. And he said last night on the radio that we want to be consistently in the tournament. We were disappointed by this year. We thought we had a team that could make the dance. Obviously, they did because they were in the conversation the entire year until they folded at the very end because they couldn't close out games. They had the team that could have got there mm-hmm. for back-to-back years for the first time since the 90s. Mm-hmm. If you want to get over the hump, something's got to change. It's not just, hey, we got to recruit better. We got to coach better. You know, what makes it better? A potential GM could be helpful in that.
I'm
not saying it's the answer that, hey, this is what gets you over the hump, but it could help.
No, typically it's not just one thing. I have always felt in these discussions that there is a risk of overcomplicating it, but it's usually a myriad factors that go in to playing championship level in whatever sport. It's not just, okay, if he just does this, that'll get him over the hump. It's usually not that. You wonder about the GM because here's why you wonder. Because Fred hasn't put together great rosters here.
No.
I don't think anybody questions Fred as a coach, like as X's and O's, knowledge of basketball. He understands basketball at a high level, particularly offense. He played at a high level. He coached in the NBA, etc. But he hasn't put together great rosters here at all, really.
No.
And
some good players here and there, yeah. But the gelling and cohesion has not been there.
No. Now, maybe a GM, you know, a GM that recognizes talent, evaluates well, runs your NIL operation, that could be very helpful. Now, a lot of, you know, the people that, you know, what I would call Fred apologists, they'd go right to the NIL and say, well, he's got to have sufficient money to compete with these teams. Yes, he does. And I don't know that Nebraska's insufficient. It could be better there. You know, I think they were in the $3 million range in terms of what they could dole out to players this year, which is not bad. You know, what I would tell those people that are going that direction is, you just got beat by Iowa twice, and their NIL operation isn't what yours is. So, what now? Creighton's ahead of you, but it's not miles ahead of you. So
it feels like it at times, but you did beat them this year, by the way.
Right, you're not
on their home court.
Right,
you beat them twice in the last 3 years on their home court.
Yet Creighton makes the NCAA tournament every single year now.
Yep,
and if they don't, it's a shock. Now, Fred, would he do that? Would he consider a GM? He kind of had one. That's the thing. He had one in Matt Abdelmassi.
Didn't go well.
Didn't work.
No.
There was a lot of problems.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try it again. That one did not work out for Nebraska. But the idea of a GM, I think, is fine. Now, this CBS Sports points out that, you know, North Carolina, we know in football, they're going to a very heavy NFL model with Belichick.
Yeah, very heavy. Michael Lombardi's their GM.
But guess what? Same thing for basketball. Late February, apparently, they hired veteran NBA agent Jim Tanner, going to get paid north of $1 million to be the GM ahead of this portal cycle. They're building an NBA-like, full-fledged front office for college basketball. It says that a front office-like approach has helped former NBA hotshot assistant Kevin Young turn BYU into a real player quickly in the Big 12.
Okay, this is interesting. Fred's surely aware of those sorts of things.
I would hope so. I would hope he's aware, hey, what teams are doing well that usually don't, and maybe what are they doing that we're not?
Right. Now, you're going to hear people say the last 3 years of Fred have been good, so get off of him. They haven't been that good. I mean, they haven't. Don't, like, making the tournament and losing in the first round is nice, but it's not, I don't look at that as, like, a substantial event. You do. We disagree on that. I don't.
I say a little bit. It's not sarcastic. It's the fact. It's pathetic. It hasn't happened here. It is not something we should be happy about.
I don't look at it like, oh God, what a break. I don't. They got to the tournament and got blown out. That's at a lot of schools. That's not news. It's not news. At a lot of schools across the country, that's not news.
Most schools, really. Right? Most, unless you're like a true mid-major in a small conference.
Right. So, I know Fred is considering ways to get this program to the next level. He has to. And you know what? I guarantee you Dan is on him. I guarantee it. Dan is not. There's no way that the AD's just sitting back and saying, just keep doing what you're doing. No way. This is speculation, but I'd be shocked if that's the way the posture is of the AD.
I don't think Fred would expect that. I mean, Fred is expecting Troy Dannon to say, hey, keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
I'd be stunned if he said that's what I expect to hear. And that's why I put out the statement last night. We need to be consistently in the dance. He said that himself. That wasn't Troy saying, that was Hoiberg saying, we're disappointed how this year ended. We need to be in the dance consistently.
That's nice. I'm glad he said that. It means nothing to me, really. I'd like to know how. Okay.
Agreed.
How? How are you going to do this? How are you going to go about it?
Yeah. Well,
what are you going to change?
Do you go the Davidson way and find a former Husker?
I don't know.
Or do you,
the GM, like what you're talking about, North Carolina, Jake, sorry to interrupt, is putting together a full-fledged, elaborate scouting department makes a lot of sense to me. North Carolina is being pretty radical. They describe their college football team now. You know how they do it, Jake? They say we're the 33rd NFL team. That's the way they're approaching it. That's the way Belichick is framing up his version of North Carolina football. We are the 33rd NFL team. Okay, there's some people not going to like that, but that's the way he's looking at it. And apparently North Carolina basketball is kind of doing the same thing, right?
Yes.
And it's working at BYU.
It is.
They've gone to this elaborate system, not just a system that you used in 2005, you know?
Well, listeners, 464-5685, would anybody push back to the notion of Nebraska adding a GM for basketball? Like you said, Sip, you know, Matt Abdemassi was that. Without the title of GM, he was essentially the GM. It did not work out. Mm-hmm. Would you say previously, was Mark Boehm a GM for Nebraska basketball in his time here?
Kind of. He was a very, I'd say, active, hands-on administrator. He was the basketball administrator. Now it's Keith Zimmer.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
But you don't hear Keith Zimmer talked about like Mark Boehm.
No, you don't at all.
Mark Boehm, for I don't know exactly why, but he became a target of some of the media, right?
He did. Oh, he was a target.
Yeah, he became a target. Now, the current basketball administrators escape that sort of scrutiny for whatever reason. But I just know that it's got to change, and that he'll, I imagine Fred right now is thinking about how he's going to do it. I don't know that they'll hire a GM. I think it would make some sense. Nebraska can do it. The thing about Nebraska is, Jake, they can do what North Carolina is doing. Nebraska's got the financial wherewithal to do it. Now, North Carolina's a little different deal, though, right? Because they can't be bad at basketball. They can't.
No, that is what they lean on.
They can't be bad.
That is, yep, that is a basketball school, basketball state. People keep saying, why can't Strick be the GM? I don't know. Maybe Strick could be the GM for Nebraska basketball.
You could. That would be Strick.
Eric Strickland. Of course, our own Eric Strickland.
Guarantee Strick can evaluate.
Yeah, he can.
Guarantee he can evaluate. Strick, I guarantee you, Strick would be, he'd have a good repertoire with players, with young players. He can relate. They could relate to him. Tell him he guarded Kobe. Tell him he guarded Rip Hamilton. Tell him he guarded.
Keep going.
Yeah. I mean, it's, tell him, played almost, 10 years in the NBA.
Yeah.
That somebody like that or Strick. Now, I don't know. I don't know what Fred has in mind. Maybe Fred would come on the show and say, no, we don't need to do that. And this is why. I don't know.
Give us a why, Fred. By the way, before we get to the game show, this is going to hurt Nebraska fans even more. I saw the ACC put out their all Big Ten first team yesterday. Their first team, all conference, ACC.
Oops.
Yeah. No surprise, Cooper Flagg, player of the year.
Okay.
But that's no problem. There's two other players in the first team that might bother you because they're from Nebraska. Chucky Hepburn and Hunter Salas, both first team, all ACC players. First team. We saw them play in high school.
Now, Hunter Salas, I can speak on Hunter Salas because I'm familiar with, people that know Hunter Salas. I know him. Nebraska's NIL operation at the time that Hunter came into play as a possible transfer wasn't equipped. It just wasn't equipped to get him. He was interested in Nebraska.
You're saying post-Gonzaga or before Gonzaga?
Post-Gonzaga.
Okay.
Post-Gonzaga. He was interested. They didn't have the... Now, I don't know... His level... I can tell you his level of interest was pretty high. Nebraska's, I don't know for sure, but I think it became kind of a moot point because they just didn't have the wherewithal to make it happen. That's what I was told. Now, it was a revelation to me that Hunter was interested. And now... you would say, and I've had this conversation with people, wait a second, they got Bryce Williams. Why do they need Hunter? I could see them in the same lineup. I'd put Hunter. Hunter's a point guard.
And could use a point guard in this team, right. Sip? Does Hunter's this team desperately need a point guard
Hunter's
this year?
A point guard. You saw him play in high school. He's a point guard. He can play off guard. He can do a lot of different things. But he, at his, I would, in my opinion, at his core, he's a point guard. He's a smart player.
Well, guess who else was a point guard that I just mentioned? Hepburn wasn't a point guard at Louisville and Wisconsin and obviously in Omaha.
I don't think he was very interested in Nebraska from what I've heard over the years. Isn't that what you've heard?
You hear so much stuff.
I don't
how much
he was
is real, how much is not.
I don't think I never thought Chucky was viable because I don't think Chucky was interested.
From Bird, Bird says, "Yeah, that sucks, but I'd rather be in the ACC than at Creighton."
Good point.
Yeah, that, if you had Hunter Salas and Chucky at Creighton as first team all Big East players, I would gag on the airwaves.
Gag
more than I am
and then
right
you're
now.
Gonna, you know, you're going to get John Tonji. You're going to get a third one in this conversation too, because Tonji's going to be the, if he's not, he'll be the Big Ten newcomer of the year almost for sure, right?
He'll be a first team player.
He'll
also
be a first team player.
And he might be the player of the year.
He could be the Big Ten player of the year.
I saw Nick Baugh had Braden Smith as his player of the year on the broadcast, and Tonji is the newcomer, which is a given. There's no doubt he'll be newcomer of the year. That's a given.
He could be the player of the year.
He could be both. And those, again, from Omaha.
Omaha Central.
So you like, okay, you're going to for sure then have three Omaha players across the country that are first team in their conference.
It sucks.
And in the power conference, the ACC and the Big Ten.
I don't know what else to say, but it sucks. Are we out of line? Now, we love our listeners. Are we out of line, listeners? What are they
How
hearing?
Could you possibly be out of line on that?
Because it's a little more complicated than just, boy, they should have these guys.
It's a further pain about, we say, oh, there's no in-state talent. Yeah, there is. There's some dang good talent in the state.
This is where I'll defend Fred. He came on as the head coach after Tonjay was already being recruited. I mean, there's just no, Fred would have had to make, it was over. I mean, Fred got here too late to recruit John Tonjay. There was nothing. Tonjay averaged 24 points.
I'm not mad about the Tonjay one. St. Thomas was gettable, though.
St. Thomas.
Northern Colorado.
Right. No, I know. And he's good. He's a good
Loyola one. Chicago to Northern Colorado to USC is the starter.
Right. He's a good one, too.
We saw a game in Omaha, Miller North. We saw Hunter Salas. We saw Donovan Williams for North Star that game. We saw and several other guys that were high school that went D1.
I don't know what to tell you.
St. Thomas. Jason DeGreen is at Creighton playing minutes there.
Kid from Grand Island, Trout.
Trout is playing great. Time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys are 0-1. You lost yesterday, and you are without a lifeline today. It's just you versus the caller. Today, conference affiliations. You got all these tournaments going on trying to get teams to the dance with the automatic bid. What conferences do these basketball programs play in college basketball?
Okay.
I'm not giving you Northwestern or Virginia Tech. I'm giving you teams that are going for auto bids.
Okay, thank you.
If you think you know your conference affiliations for basketball schools, give us a call right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be scared. Give us a call, 402-464-5685. A reminder, for those of you who've listened forever and forget this, if you lose the game show, you still get a prize. You get a bagel and a coffee. So you could get embarrassed 3-0, lose a tight one, and you still get a prize. The winner gets a business box of bagels, 12 bagels, 2 tubs of cream cheese. The loser gets a bagel and a coffee. You win no matter what, Sip.
That's what you want.
That is true. Okay. Who do we have on the phone? Because my producer's gone. Who do we have here today?
JR.
All right. JR.
JR, you ready to roll in conference affiliations?
We're going to give it a shot.
All right. In mano a mano, no lifeline for Sip, no lifeline for JR. JR, first question. What conference is Vermont in?
Let's go with Atlantic 10, the A-10.
Okay.
They are not in the A-10. They are actually in the semifinals of this conference playing tonight, trying to get to the finals in the dance again.
Vermont?
Yes. If you don't know it, don't take it.
I guess I'm not going to take it. I'm going to pass. Just tell me they're not in the Colonial.
They are not. They're in the American East. Okay. America East Conference. Okay. For the lead Zip, first question, what conference is High Point in? They are going to the dance. They clinched their bid 2 days ago. High Point.
High Point?
High Point.
The Eastern Athletic Conference.
No.
Is that a conference?
I don't believe so. JR, do you want that one or not?
That's a hard pass for me.
That'd be the Big South for High
the
Point.
The Big South? I don't believe so. Okay.
I'm sure Bill would love it. Oh, great topic. Hey, it's timely. You got to be in the box scores.
I haven't been. Good, big keep going.
JR, 0-0 tie. Last question for the lead. What conference is UC Irvine in?
Oh, I got that one.
Oh.
I got that one, JR. You made a funny noise.
Was that
though.
A fart noise? Right there? What was that noise?
That was awesome.
Is that the Mountain West Conference?
No.
No, it is this conference. It is the Big West.
It is the Big West. 1-0 lead. The chance for the victory. If he misses, JR can steal and go with the tiebreaker. Sip for the win. What conference is Liberty in?
Ooh.
They lead this conference.
Liberty is in the
5-6.
Conference USA.
Brilliant.
That is a win for Sip. But like I said, JR, you get a bagel and a coffee still for calling in. So come on down. We'll get that for you. And call it on the road. Nice try today.
Thanks, guys. There
you're welcome, go. JR.
Who needs a lifeline today? You didn't. Got it done. Yeah. Congratulations.
You're surprised. Now I had
I'm
a
not surprised. I didn't say I was surprised.
You're the very low point.
Okay.
The low point of the game is when I named a conference that didn't exist.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Sound like a high school conference, Eastern Athletic Conference.
Yeah.
All right, tiebreaker. Bill's not here, so this is for you. How many times has Liberty made the NCAA tournament?
Liberty.
Liberty.
Has made the NCAA double tournament. The NCAA double.
NCAA. NCAA tournament.
It's 8 o'clock, Jake. Yep. I'll say 6 times.
Oh, if they make it this year, it's 6. They're at 5.
Oh.
They're at 5, so good guess.
Oh.
I think you were one off yesterday. You're one off today again.
Yeah.
Today you won though, so that was for you know
a big win today. So 1-1 on the week,
right? You were one. You almost got the tiebreaker on the dot yesterday.
Yeah.
For Tom Izzo tournament wins all time.
Sort of on a low key heater, right?
Yes. When we come back, hour 3.
You don't have to.
Nebraska basketball. Yeah, they're not going dancing, but where does Bryce Williams stack up on all-time greats for Nebraska? We'll discuss that next, an early break on the ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.